Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a little while. Yes, I want to thank everyone for coming. It's still pandemic time, but since things are clearing up, don't stay home. Come and worship. Come and worship. This is the house of healing. This is the house of all provision. This is the house where everything starts and everything will end up at. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Amen. I would like to remind you that we will have our joint service on the 28th. And Pastors Fabian and I, we agreed that if the weather is like today, we will hold it outside. We will hold it outside there. And you can stay in your car and tune in to FM 93.5. And you can follow up everything. If you feel like stepping out of your car and just enjoying the weather, it's okay. And we will have some chairs outside. If you feel like sitting by your car, it's okay. You will walk up and pick up a chair, go sit down and worship as the Spirit leads you. And also, like Brother Akin said, we will have ice cream after all. And we need some of our sisters to help us with serving ice cream that day. And I wish I was a sister, because what I would do is I would volunteer. So one scoop to in somebody's cup and one scoop in my cup. One scoop. Hallelujah. God bless you. So volunteer. It's going to be a good day. And it's always a good thing to serve the Lord. In any capacity that you can serve the Lord, do it. There is a reward. There is a reward. Praise Him. We did not. Pastor Roy was not happy to cancel the crusade, but to this point, we haven't had the maximum of. Advertising that we wanted to have, it had to be like a phase of at least 3 months into the 26th of July. But we could not organize all that pertained to the crusade. So Pastor Roy is sorry to cancel it. I'm sad, but I know you too. You're a little sad, but God knows, and God is going to make everything work for the good of us and of the souls out there that need saving. For the sisters and brother Gael that I contacted last week about this app, I think it's a technology type of it's a breakthrough. You can sing along with this app. You don't need musicians, but it needs a training. So I ask Sister Fiona, that is the one who does it. But she has two kids, and her husband would have to watch the kids for her to come and help us at the end of one of our services on Sunday. She hasn't had time yet. That's why I didn't post anything on WhatsApp. So as soon as she comes up with a time and a date, I will inform you. I want to also incite you, brothers and sisters, to be willing to lead the Friday prayer meeting. It's a good thing. It's just a blessing. Let the Lord lead you. Let the Holy Ghost lead you, and you will see how God moves. If you have somebody behind the pulpit today, it was not somebody who could be behind the pulpit. But as soon as you step out, God will take over. So don't be shy. Just step out and see what God is going to do. Amen? So I encourage you to do so. And I would like for those who feel like I'll try to wait after church for a minute or two, and we will talk about that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today I want to just start by telling you that I am convinced that this book, this one, will be fulfilled. All of it. Nothing will fall off. This book will be fulfilled. Why do I say that? Just watch what is going out there. Watch out what is going out there. You know, human beings, they think that what is written here is just stories. We think it's not, he said, who kills by the sword is going to be killed by the sword. And some people think, no, it's just a story. If you kill by the sword, you will be killed by the sword. It's God. And his word is always going to be accomplished. Amen? So, let's start by this thought. Who would have thought that the whole world would be walking today for more than almost a month to reclaim that the black community be considered? I was not one of the people that would say, even in America, it would happen. We've seen over and over again, people walk out for 2 days, and they're done. They walk out 3 days, and things goes by, and it's okay. This time around, it's like, wow. It's like, wow. So, you don't know where to put your thought. You don't know what to think of all of this. But God knows. God knows. People are not understanding. But I'm here to tell you that it is God himself moving. It's God himself doing what is going on out there. It's not the devil. If God doesn't want it, it will not happen. If it is happening, it's under God's directions. How it is going to end, I don't know. He knows. But you and I, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Because there is nothing that happens around us that God is not aware of. And if he is not okay with it, it will not happen. And everything that he lets happen is a lesson to anybody who is wise. And is there any wise person in this world except, wiser than the Christian? I don't think so. Wisdom is in the church. The power of God is the wisdom. Amen? We have the fear of God, and the Bible says that wisdom starts by the fear of God. And we fear God in this house. Amen? So today I have a word of God titled Filters. 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 For all that is happening out there might be looking just something happening out there in the world, but still Christians, we have to cope with it. We have to cope with it. The pandemic, we have to cope with it. These rioting and all the protests, we have to cope with it. For we are citizens of this earth too. Though we are not destined to stay here, we are affected by what is going on around us. Amen? So I want to read a couple of verses. We're going to pray, and we will listen to God. But the word today is filters, filters, filters. Amen? The first verse that I want to read is in Revelation chapter 22, verses 7. I'm going to read it in the King James Version. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 7, it says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." I told you, this book, nothing that is written in this book will fall off. All is going to find accomplishment. All is going to be accomplished. Why? Look at what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 18. "Because I tell you all of you, with certainty," and I'm reading in International Standard Version, "because I tell all of you with certainty that until heaven and earth disappear, not one letter or one strophe of a letter will disappear from the law until everything has been accomplished." Did I tell you that this book is just being verified with everything that is happening? Okay? 400 years of slavery is being reclaimed right now. 400 of slavery is being reclaimed in the streets. Hundreds of years of mistreatment of black people is being reclaimed in Europe, in Africa. It's in the Bible. If you do wrong, it's going to come back on you. I didn't write it. I did not. If you hurt a creature of God, it will come back to hunt you. It is not me. It's the Bible. "Thou shalt not kill." If you kill one, whatsoever time it will take, this is going to come back to hunt you. Some people kill they hide for so long, for years, and they think it will not be discovered. And one day, poof, here it is. This is the Bible of God. This is the Word of God. It will come back to haunt you. You better take heed in what this Bible says. And believe me, the Bible says, 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 17. And I'm reading it in the Bible International Standard Version. And it says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin with the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will it be? What will be the outcome for those who refuse to obey the gospel of God?" If you refuse to obey the gospel of God, the judgment is coming. And believe me, it will not start out there. It will start inside here. So, we need to filter our language, our interactions, and everything that we think about anything and every creature of God. If we are not careful, the soul of Brother Akin is as valuable than the soul of any president that is in the White House. Exactly the same thing. That's what the Bible says. So if you kill Brother Akin, it's gonna be coming back to you exactly as if you kill the president of the United States of America. It will come back in a way or another. That's the Bible. He knows the time and he will do it because it's his word. He follows his word for it to come to accomplishment. So, Christians, we need to filter our actions. We need to filter our words, and we need to filter our thought. With that, I want us to stand and pray. Let's pray. Father, it's a good time for us to learn from you. It's a good time to hear your voice again. Hearken to your voice and direct our path. Follow your lead and obey the gospel. Heavenly Father, we know who we are, and humbly we come before you to ask again. Help us, because you know that we are weak, and we are wicked also. So help us, for we don't want to fall astray. We do not want to be the house that will be condemned. We want to be that house that you will come to fetch. Lord, help us. As you teach us today, help us to understand your word and to hearken to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You may be seated. I want to read in Galatians, and we're going to do a progressive reading. It's going to be a progressive reading. And I'm going to be reading three different versions. We will read in the King James Version. We will read in the the English Standard Version, because we want to understand it in the English, in the good English. And the New International Version is going to be the third one. So, let's start reading in the New International Version. We'll read verses 1. It says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Okay? We were slaves of sin, ignorance, wickedness. Paul is saying here, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He wants us to be free. That's why he set us free. Why are we burdening ourselves again with a yoke? The yoke of the slavery that he took out of our shoulders. Paul says, verse 2, "Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all." Okay? If you read the Bible, you will see that the Old Testament is full of stories, the history of God and his creation. All right? You come to the New Testament and you will see that the New Testament is just showing us the example of Jesus, the God in flesh with us, Emmanuel. This is just showing us how God wants us to live our lives. It's showing us the way to God. The way back to God. Because he did not create us to be burdened. He did not create us to be living what we are living right now. So, the New Testament is just, I would say that the Gospels are to teach us the lessons that Jesus has left for us to understand and to teach others. But in that New Testament, there is what you call epistles. Okay? And these epistles are written to Christians like us. It is not written to the world. It is not written to those who want to know about God. It is written for those who are already in the house of God, who knows about God. And it is written for us who know everything to wiggle ourselves from time to time and come back on the line, because sometimes we get out of the line. And it's the world. So, Paul is writing here to the Galatians. And the Galatian church was a church full with Judaizers. People who were Jews, who became Christian, but they did not leave everything behind to follow Christ. They had their practices that they wanted to keep. But Christ came to fulfill the law. And before he went away, he gave a law that is superseding all the laws. Let me jump to go to verse 14. It says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment." One commandment. One commandment. All the law. All the laws. The Ten Commandments and all the laws that surrounded the Ten Commandments, they all are fulfilled in one commandment. That one commandment says, love your neighbor as yourself. You do that, you have fulfilled every part of the law. So my brother and my sister, these Judaizers, they wanted the new Christians that were not Jewish to be circumcised. But the circumcision was for who? From Abraham all the way to Moses, for a purpose. Set these people aside, set them apart to be like a, when you want to plant a garden, the seed that you grow first, and then you take them one plant at a time and plant. How do you call that? In French, we call it pépinière. So, the Jewish people, the Israelite, this was a people that God wanted to grow, to model, and show the whole world how to live conveniently. That's why circumcision was just Jewish. Now, Jesus has come. All these laws come together in the love of your neighbor. Those practices, they don't have any value anymore. It was a practice for the Jews. Now, it is extended to everybody, the Gentiles, and everybody is not a Jew. The Jews' practice stays with the Jews. But these Judaizers, they wanted the new Christians that were from Galatia, who were not Jews, to take circumcision as a part of being Christians. And Paul is saying here, no, that's not how it is. And if you read the book of Galatians, you will understand one thing. Paul is saying that there is nothing. There is nothing that can save a human being but the grace that comes through Jesus. The grace of Jesus that we acquire by faith alone. That is what saves a man. That is what you got to do to be saved. It is by grace through faith alone that people are justified. And it is by faith alone that they are to live. To live out the new life. And this life, they live it in freedom of the Spirit. Freedom of the Spirit. Freedom of the Spirit. You do not have to live your sin anymore. You are free. Amen. And it's the grace of Jesus. It is not anybody's practice. It is not circumcision that can do that. The grace of Jesus. Praise God. That's what Paul is saying here. That's what Paul is saying here. And verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your flesh. By the Spirit. And you say, how is that? The law had made people trespassers. Trespassers. The Bible says that the law is there to be broken. And everybody was breaking the law. If you want me to ask you to give you a reason why I say everybody was breaking the law, remember Jesus when they brought him the woman that was caught in live adultery. They were there. They were well dressed, and they were Jews, and they had all that shows that they were Jews. And when Jesus told them, "He who never seen, cast the first," they all ran. They were lawbreakers. They all were lawbreakers. It is the same today. We break the law all the time. I don't know. Sometimes I'm on a 55 mile per hour, and before I know it, I'm running 80. Especially when my wife is not around. Yeah, I want to get there. When I see the police, truck drivers like me, we have one of the easiness to know that there is a police. I don't know how we cultivate it, but we're driving so much that we came to have another sense. When there is a police at least 2 miles away from you, you feel it. You know it. You see the traffic coming towards you, and you know there is a police or something. Yeah, because everybody is like fast, running fast. But when you're meeting people at something like 80 miles per hour, you also drive 80 miles per hour. When you feel like those who are coming are slowing, you see one car, two cars. The third car starts slowing down. Otherwise, you're going to see the police. So, we are all lawbreakers. The law serves to nothing but to be broken.
The grace of Jesus will make you to say, oh, my God did not do that. He paid a price for my soul. I'm not going to do it. That's the Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost that he gives you, that leads you to not do things like robbing, killing. Yeah, sometimes you will go over the speed limit, but I'm not saying it's good, but you know, when they catch you, you pay a ticket. And that, I think Jesus is laughing. Somebody is losing money. I gave him money and he's throwing it away. Amen? So, this Judaizer, they wanted to keep the law of Moses. It has no purpose. The grace is here. The Spirit was given. People should live freely in the Spirit. That's what Paul is saying here. Amen? Now, I want to come to the house where the judgment will start. Is there anybody in the house of God that does not know that if my brother is hurting, I am hurting? Pastor Fabian, last week, he said, if you put your finger on a stove, it is not just your finger that hurts. You take it off because even all the and your head, even the ears, you go dancing like that. Everything hurts. And if Jesus said, love your neighbor like yourself, it is what? If you don't like him, you end up killing him. And the Bible says, if you kill him, you will be killed. It doesn't come right away, but it will come. It might last so long that you forget, but it will come. It's the Bible. And it says that not one iota will fall out of it. So all that we see out there is just a coming back of what was there before. It's coming back. I'm saying that to say to the house of God, we know it better. We know it better to be trying to do it that like it is done out there. People who don't know it better, they're doing things. But the Bible says we should not do it. We should live by the Spirit in freedom, for we have the grace. That's why I titled this Filters. What a filter is. For those who, mechanics, your water pump has a filter. Your brake system has a filter that filters the brake fluid. Why? Because if all the dirt that is in the oil gets into those components of your brakes, at the end, you have no brakes. You're following a semi-truck, and you are like
85 miles per hour. Phew, you come close to it and you find out you got to slow down. No brakes. No brakes. That's bad. That's bad. Filters. We need filters. And we have filters. We have filters. This is a mirror. You look at yourself into that. Am I doing right? Because it says, do it that way. Am I doing it the way it says do it? If not, I better change. And Jesus did not say, there will be a time where you stop doing it the way I want you to do it. Catch me here. Catch me here. Catch me here. There will not be a time in your life that you say, oh, now I can stop being a Christian. It's an everyday thing. It's an everywhere thing. It's an every circumstance thing. You cannot stop being a Christian because you feel like, okay, the money that is out there, I am going to close my Bible and go get it and come back later. No. Filters. This is a filter. And Christians, we have the Holy Ghost. You know what is wrong. And believe me, anytime you want to say something and it is wrong, there is something quenching you inside and saying, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. And the Bible says, do not quench the Spirit. Do not. You have the Holy Ghost. And what you are about to say is not good. The Holy Ghost is telling you it's not good. It's not good. And you're saying it anyway. You know better. I'm talking to the house of God. I'm talking to the house of God. If what you're going to say is not good, don't say it. Don't even say it. It might look good because, oh, man, it's true to you, not to the Bible. I see comments. I see writings on Facebook. And I'm asking myself, are we going to heaven or are we staying on earth? Sometimes I think, is America going to go away? If the Bible says so. Heaven and earth will go away. America too. It is on the earth. Our privileges will go away. It's not me. The Bible says so. Jesus said, not one iota from this book will be left unfulfilled. So we need to be careful. If it's going to be fulfilled, we need to filter our actions through the Bible, our words through the Bible, our thought through the Bible, all our life through the Bible. Otherwise, the last day, on that day, I don't want to be surprised. I don't want to be said, get away. I don't know you.
It's the house. That's where the judgment will start. And it's not going to start with anybody but us sitting here.
But first, Pastor Claude, and then Brother Akin, and then it goes to Brother Mike, and then it goes around.
That's the hierarchy. So, Pastor, when you want to write on Facebook, make sure it is something that is lifting somebody up. Make sure it is something that's bringing somebody to Christ. Make sure it is something that anybody who will read it will say amen. If what you will post out there is going to make me think, oh, is that the pastor that is posting that?
Don't post it. It's the Bible. Filter it. Filter it.
If you meet me and you want to talk to me, amen, you know what you will say to me so I am lifted up and want to come to church. We are from the house. Don't post everything anywhere, everywhere. Don't talk like everybody out there. We have a mandate here. And people need us. We are the testimony that Jesus has left on this earth. And our words are so powerful. Our words are so listened to. Our words are so valued. The Bible says we are environed with so many witnesses. So, we need to be careful. I take Jesus. He had all the power. Right? He said, I could just say, angels come and take over. And there would be left nobody that was bothering him. But he wanted to get all the way to me, my soul. And he had to filter himself. He had to say, no, I won't do it. Peter, put your sword back. That's not what I have come to do.
Today, we want to go out there and fight with rioters. We want to go out there and say whatever we want to say. It's not normal. It's not good. It's not helpful.
People need Jesus. They won't see Jesus, but they see you. You are the Jesus. I am the Jesus.
I want to be able to say to people, Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. And they're going to look at me and they're going to say, yeah, he looks like somebody who is saved. He doesn't talk anyhow. He doesn't post things on Facebook that makes people think, what are you saying? What do you mean?
If there will be one accord in the house of God, we need to filter our thoughts. We need to filter our words. We need to filter what we say, what we do, and what we think. The house is a house of everybody. African with accents. Spanishes. white and black. If we want to be in one accord, everybody has to keep his opinions back home. Keep it out, back home. When you go to your bed, then you think, oh, yeah. But come out with a filter. Don't come out. We have young people, and I love my brother Noah Strand. When you hear his truck, it's like ooh, 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 ooh. The truck is it's rumbling like a plane, but it's just a truck. You know why? No filter. Yeah. How do you call do you, the tail pop? Has no filter. And you know what it does? It consumed gas like, ooh. Okay? If in a normal time, this truck is like consuming, 25, a gallon on 25 miles, without the tail. The tailpipe filter, it is now consuming like maybe 1 mile. It is consuming 16 miles, 1 gallon. And if you are not rich like me, you don't buy this truck. That's why I don't have this truck. Yeah. So when there is not that filter, things becomes too loud. Things becomes too bad. Things destroyed because of no filter. I'm running. I'm not reading anymore because we have the time. And verse 22. But the fruits of the Spirit. What is it? Love. Joy. Peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control. And against all of these, there is no law. If you practice this, no police officer will come to your house. No police officer will come after you. No judge will see you at court. Practice it. And nobody on the street will be slapping you. Again, but the fruits of the Spirit, which Spirit? The Holy Ghost. It is love. You love everybody and anybody. That's what Jesus did. And that's what he has called us to do. And if you love everybody, you do not want to hurt none of them. Joy. Joy. I can't chase it. I can't give it away. I have it. I have it. In the name of Jesus, I have it. I didn't have it. I have it now. And I'm not throwing it away. No. I want to smile to everybody. I want to talk to anybody and everybody anywhere I go. The joy. And you cannot be joyful. Yeah, some people laugh at you because you're joyful. What does it do to you? You're still joyful. They don't have your joy. Amen. Peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, seek peace with everybody. If it is as far as it depends on you, Christian, that peace be. Seek peace with every man, every one of them. You think you're going to get peace with me if you're coming at me with insults?
coming at me with belittling. You think you're gonna have peace with me when you come with your gun to me? There will be no peace if we are not letting the Holy Ghost conduct everything through us. We have the filter. We have that filter. Let that filter work its way in our lives. Forbearance. I don't know how you defined it, but it is like we say in France, débonnaire. Debonair. It means anybody can come to you and you can go to anybody because you are free and you are somebody who is welcoming. You are somebody who will accept even the leprous. That's what Jesus did in Israel. Nobody would talk to a leprous. You are out there. You know what he did? He went his way, all the way to go where the lepers are. We cannot do it and we call ourselves Christians? No. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. If you will say something that will hurt anybody, be careful. Don't say it. Don't say it. You may think it, don't say it. Amen. Every thought that we think is going to be judged, for he knows it. Every thought, left alone what we say and what we do. Your thought, I don't know, but he knows, and you're going to account for it. It's scary. And he will not start out there judging people. So you see that he's judging people out there, so you start coming back to... No, he's going, when he comes, he's going to be in the house. Claude, first. That's the pastor, right? The pastor of him. You first. Then his wife. Then his kids. And then everybody else. That's how it is. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. I'm just paraphrasing it and just trying to make it general. I'm not the... I wish it was French, so I use jokes and stuff. It's not French, so go with what I preach. And we don't have too much time. So I want to read... from verse 17 all the way to verse 26 and conclude. Here is what it says from verse 17. For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Oh, yeah. Go steal, says the flesh. You are hungry. Go steal. And the spirit says, no, it is sin. No, it is sin. Amen? But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. They are evident. Okay, so sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, that's where I want to stop. Idolatry. That's big here. That's big here. That's really big here. God hates idols.
And easily we make idols. Remember the children of Israel? Moses went up. Before he came, there was a calf, golden calf, that replaced the God that got them across the Red Sea. The God that fed them manna and kale. The golden calf. It is easy. Your house can become an idol. Your country will become an idol. Your citizenship can become an idol. Anything that you value so much that you can sin against God is an idol. Anything. Anything that you value so much that you will say, okay, the Bible says, but. And that Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. For everything after that is from the evil one. Are you a Christian? Jesus is all in all. Are you a Christian? Your testimony is so that you should not be anyhow. You should not talk anyhow. And verse 20. Sorcery. Enmity. Jesus said, if you say to your brother, Raka, you are right there. Candidate to hell. Just a name calling. Didn't say slap him. Name calling. That's dangerous. We are from the house, and it is from the house that it will start. Strifes. Strifes. It's a bad thing. Jealousy. It's a bad thing. Fits of anger. Because somebody said something. We gotta kill that one. He is just in my eyes. I gotta finish with him. Rivalries. Rivalries. That's what is going on out there. Dissensions. Divisions. Envy. Drunkenness. Orgies. And things like these. And Paul says, I warn you as I warned you before. Listen, he said, I warn you as I warned you before. Jesus said, and Paul is saying again, and I'm saying today again, that those who do such things, what will happen to them? They will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's the Bible. Now see the sweet things, the sweet things. But the fruits of the Spirit, it is love. Oh man, who among us do not want to be loved? Who want to be hated? Everybody want to be loved. And Jesus said, if you want people to do the love thing to you, start first doing it to them. It will come back to you. The joy, the peace, that's something that is good. Everybody want to be full of joy. I don't see anybody who want to be sad all the time. Everybody want to be in peace. And some people think that to have peace, I gotta grab my neighbor's by the neck and wring his neck. And that's, peace is not coming that way. Because you wring his neck, your neck will be wringed. It's the Bible. I'm not inventing it. We don't want to be patient. We don't want to be patient. Wait upon the Lord. He will renew your strength. No, we don't want to wait for him to come. We don't want to wait for him to show us what good it is to be kind, to be loving, to be joyful and peaceful. We want to do it now. We got to be kind. We got to be good. We got to be faithful with God and faithful with one another. We got to be gentle. We got to be self-controlled. It want to come. This anger want to come. But I have to push it down because of Jesus. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And the Bible says against such things, there is no law. There is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have sacrificed the flesh with its passions and desires. That's what the Christian is. Our passions and our desires are sacrificed. That's what we should do. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. If we say we have the Holy Ghost, we should not talk like everybody else. We should not think like everybody else. We should not post what we're posting on Facebook and the internet. We should not do it. It has to be filtered. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. We should not. It's the Bible. I did not write it. Pastor Roy did not write it. Bishop Grant did not write it. We are just preaching it to you. And we are just preaching it to anybody who is hearing out there. If we cannot obey the Spirit, then we should obey the laws to stay in peace in this world. In this world, that's what I'm saying, in this world. If we want to go to heaven, we have to obey the Spirit, and the Spirit let's stand. Father, I have said things and others. I believe it comes from you. And I know when you speak, it's for our good. When you speak, it's for us to come back in line. Lord, I pray for myself. Help me. I don't want to go off the line. For Lord, this world is so scary. And I know in heaven, oh Lord, it's life forever, joy forever, peace forever. And that's where I want to go. So Lord, help me. Help me. God, I pray for your house. Every brother, every sister, my God, keep reminding us, but help us obey the word. Help us lined up with your Spirit. Help us, oh God, learn from you and live by you. Learn from you and keep up with you, oh God.
For the hearer today, I pray that this word will sink into the deepest of the heart. Sink into the highest of the mind. Sink into the secret place of the soul. That everyone will think over and over again about the word. And Lord, I pray for all those who are out there who don't know you yet. If any are such and have heard this word, I pray, my God, that your grace that was given to us, oh God, be given them in Jesus' name. Convey them to the house. Convey them to the house. For in the house, we have the grace. In the house, we have the filters. In the house, we have the knowledge and the wisdom. Convey them to your house. And God, help all your ministers. Help all your ministers. For the world is provoking. The world is attracting. I pray for self-control on every person that is a representative of your body. Self-control, wisdom, patience. I pray that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, let the anointing of this day immerses like oil in every direction, deep and strong, that we will not just listen, hear, and forget, but we will do, because the doer of the word is who will reap the reward. So Father, help us. And we pray that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.